today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Today you will make many decisions. You will decide if you are going to get up early or lounge for a while. You will decide to get dressed or not. You will decide what the grandchildren or those visiting you will eat for breakfast. You will decide what to do with all the food that you prepared. You will decide if you will go shopping this morning or this afternoon. Some will decide to take a lazy day. Some will choose to exercise. We will make decision after decision today without giving it a second thought. When you have all the information, making the right decision is so easy. The children of Israel had to make a decision also. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, the children of Israel were perched on the edge of the promised land, ready to enter. God had commissioned Moses to share with them the blessings of returning to God. Israel had the opportunity to enter the land 40 years earlier, but did not heed the words of Joshua and Caleb after spying the land. But listen to the other 10 who had a negative report instead. All of that generation died in the wilderness for their disobedience and complaining. Now their children, along with Jacob and Caleb, were in a position to take advantage of the promise God had given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God wanted them to make the decision to love and follow him with no reservations, no distractions, negative influence, and without getting in their own way. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, God shares these words with them. I call heaven and earth as a witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. They received this information on the plains of Moab with the promised land within their reach. They could remember the failures of the past while considering the prospect of the future. God shared with them that they would have no excuse. The word was very near them. It was in their mouth and in their heart. All they had to do was perform it. What decision are you going to make today? The word of God is before you today, also as you sit on the edge of making many decisions. Make the right one. Will you come to him? Will you accept him as your Lord and Savior? Will you obey him? Will you do what you want to do or what God commands? As Moses admonished the children of Israel to make the right decision, I encourage you to consider your ways and make the right decision regarding your life. What will you choose, life or death, your way or God's way? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.